Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Michael Formica, the Assistant Vice President and Council Domestic Policy with the National Pork Producers Council. Thanks for joining us, Michael.
Thank you for having me.
The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit has ruled in favor of the National Pork Producers Council in its appeal to dismiss a lawsuit brought by the Humane Society of the United States, under which it has been attempting to block the sale of the trademark and slogan, "The Other White Meat." First of all, what exactly had been sold, by whom, and to whom?
What was sold was, you know, both the intellectual property, the images associated with the pork, the other white meat, as well as the campaign itself and the trademark phrase, pork, the other white meat. People are familiar with that term, pork, the other white meat. Part of this package also includes, it would be the pork logo. So it's a blue logo. It looks like a pork chopper. I'm a guitarist, so I think it looks like a guitar pick. And it says, has pork written in it. And that, you know, that part is still, it's still a centerpiece of everything the pork board does. They were sold to the pork board back in 2006.
What has been the significance of that particular trademark, slogan, and intellectual property?
Well, the pork, the other white meat marketing campaign is widely considered one of the most successful marketing campaigns in history. It is still to this day one of the top three or four most widely recognized and associated trademarks in all of marketing history. It's up there with the McDonald's arches. It's become part of just sort of the common language. The other white meat, people know that is pork.
Why is the trademark and slogan being transferred from the National Pork Producers Council to the National Pork Board?
Well, so it was transferred and sold to the pork board largely because the pork board was formed, and their charge as a checkoff organization is to engage on behalf of producers in research, education, and then promotion of those products. And NPPC, which at that point initially held the mark, our charge is less your research and promotion. On the promotion side, we're engaging, we're promoting around the world with foreign governments trying to sell pork and engage, develop trade deals. And then also engaging with regulators here in DC. But it's less engaging with media. But much less so engaging at the retail promotional level.
What is the significance of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit ruling?
Well, so this is a important ruling both for the pork industry itself and the pork board, and affirm sort of the viability of the pork board as a ongoing checkoff organization, but it's also perhaps even more important. We think it's important because it means the pork board can enter into this contract, but it's more important really for checkoffs as a whole, because what we had happen is the court here said you can't have a single producer with a policy disagreement able to shut down the whole checkoff. That in this case, it would be the pork board. That if he were to prevail, they're requiring him, and this suit was brought by HSUS, but they actually had a single farmer who was put forth. being harmed, he needed to show actual financial damage that he incurred. And just because he disagrees with the way the pork board might be promoting pork or some research program that the pork board is doing for the betterment of all pork producers, he wasn't able to show that the price of pork decreased or the price of his pork decreased. In fact, the opposite happened. If you sell more pork, and the price of pork goes up and all pork producers make more money, including, you know, this individual. So the court said you had to show these actual, he had to show actual damage. And if he didn't show an actual harm, financial harm, then he didn't have any standing to file this lawsuit. And so the case is dismissed. For checkoffs generally, that's significant. Because in any, as you know, whenever you get a group of people together, whether, you know, it's a Christmas dinner and you've got 20 people around the Christmas dinner table, there's bound to be, or Thanksgiving dinner, there's bound to be somebody in your family who you have a disagreement with. Or if you talk about a checkoff organization where you have thousands or tens of thousands of farmers, they might disagree on a policy issue from, you know, every now and then. And you wouldn't want one single disagreement to be sufficient to bring the whole entire organization down. It needs to be greater than that.
Does this bring the issue to a final resolution?
This is pretty close to to final. There are in the weeds, there are still a couple of additional steps that the Humane Society could take, which I would expect them to take, but ultimately this was a unanimous decision. It was a unanimous decision on by the Court of Appeals in an area where there's well established law. And so I would be the court could reverse it, could decide to reverse itself. I'm doubtful that would happen. And they always had the option to go to the Supreme Court, but I can't see this being the kind of case that the Supreme Court would take up.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Michael Formica, the Assistant Vice President and Counsel Domestic Policy with the National Pork Producers Council. For FarmSkip Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.